John chapter 13 verse 1.
Yohanan 13:1.
Now before the moment of the pit stop, when Yeshua knew that his hour had come, and that he should depart out of the Olam Hazeh back to the Abba, having loved his own who were in the Olam Hazeh, he loved them to the end.
Antes de la Hag de la Pesach, sabiendo Yeshua que su tiempo había llegado para que pasase de este mundo al Abba, como había apreciado a los suyos que estaban en el mundo, los apreció hasta el fin.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, before what?
Antes de qué?
Before the feast of Pesach.
Antes de la fiesta de Pesach.
Okay, let's go to verse 29.
Vamos al versículo 29.
For some of them thought because Yehuda had the money bag that Yeshua had said to him, buy those things that we need for the moed, or that he should give something to the poor.
Porque algunos pensaban, puesto que Yehuda tenía la bolsa, que Yeshua le decía, compra lo que necesitamos para la fiesta, o que diese algo a los pobres.
When did Yeshua ask Judas to go and buy something?
¿Cuándo es que Yeshua le pidió a Yehuda que fuera a comprar algo on the evening of his betrayal?
In the evening. When they were all together.
Cuando estaban todos unidos.
And according to many people, they were celebrating Pesach.
Y de acuerdo a mucha gente, ellos estaban celebrando Pesach.
And now he sent Judah to buy something.
Y ya le está diciendo a Yehuda que fuera y que comprara algo.
Can you buy something in the day of Pesach?
No. ¿Puede uno comprar algo en el Yom de Pesach?
No. No, why not?
Shabbaton.
Because it's a Shabbaton, it's the first day.
No puede uno comprar algo porque es Shabbaton, es el primer Yom.
So he is a proof that they will not celebrate what?
Pesach.
Entonces
aquí hay prueba de que no estaban celebrando Pesach.
Because he went to buy something.
Porque él fue a comprar algo.
In a day that supposedly they could not go.
En un yom que supuestamente no podían ir.
So he is clear that it was not Pesach that they were celebrating.
Así que estaba claro que no era Pesach lo que estaban celebrando.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, his Talmidim thought he was sent to go buy something. Because they would think that because it was going to be possible to purchase something.
Yes.
But he was didn't go buy anything. He went to go sell.
He went to betray Yeshua.
Entonces era la perspectiva de los Talmidim que él iba a ir a comprar algo porque se podía comprar algo, pero en realidad él fue a vender algo a Yeshua, a traicionar a Yeshua.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay. Let's go to verse 31.
Vamos al versículo 31.
Therefore, when he had gone out, Yeshua said, now is the Ben Adam esteemed, and Yahweh is esteemed in him.
Entonces, cuando hubo partido, dijo Yeshua, ya es engrandecido el Ben Adam, y Elohim es engrandecido en él.
If Yahweh be esteemed in him, Yahweh shall also esteem him in himself, and shall esteem him immediately.
Y si Elohim es engrandecido en él, Elohim igual le engrandecerá en sí mismo, y enseguida le engrandecerá.
Okay, so what happened when Yeshua was on the tree?
Entonces, ¿qué pasó cuando Yeshua estaba en el árbol?
They asked them to go and break what?
His leg.
Pidieron
que fueran a quebrarle sus piernas.
Why?
¿Por qué? To kill him faster.
To kill him faster.
Para matarlo más rápidamente.
Why did they want to kill him faster?
¿Por qué querían matarlo aún más rápido? For the Pesach.
Before Shabbaton.
Antes de que comenzara el Shabbaton.
They didn't want to work on Shabbat.
No querían trabajar en el Shabbat.
Or to take his body.
O de llevar su cuerpo.
Out of the tree.
Fue, quitarlo del árbol.
And when they went there, he was already dead.
Pero cuando llegaron ahí ya estaba muerto.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And that's why Joseph, he asked Pilate for, you know, to take his body and put in the tomb.
Y es por eso que Joseph le pidió a Pilato que le diera el cuerpo para llevarlo a la tumba.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Luke chapter
23. Vamos a Lucas 23.
Verse 50 to 54.
Versículo 50 a 54. Luca 23.
And see, there was a man named Joseph, a Sanhedrin member, and he was a tall man and a Sadiq. He had not agreed with the council and their deeds. He was from Ramathaim, a city of Yahuda, who also himself waited for the Malchut of Yahweh. This man went to Pilate and asked him for the body of Yeshua. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a tomb that was cut in stone, in which never a man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Shabbat drew near.
Había un varón llamado Joseph de Arimatea, ciudad de Yahudea, el cual era miembro del concilio, varón Tobit Sadik. Este, que igual esperaba el Malchut de Yahweh, y no había consentido en el acuerdo ni en los hechos de ellos, fue a Pilato y pidió el cuerpo de Yahshua, y quitándolo, lo envolvió en una sábana de lino, y lo puso en un sepulcro abierto en una peña, en el cual aún no se había puesto a nadie. Era Yom de la víspera de la Pesach, y estaba para rayar el Shabbat.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. There again, it's another proof that what they celebrate was not Pesach. Because Pesach was about what? To begin.
Aquí, he aquí otra prueba de que lo que habían celebrado anteriormente no era Pesach, porque aquí estaba enseñándonos que Pesach estaba a punto de comenzar.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay. Let's go back a little bit to Luke chapter 22, verse 8.
Regresemos un poquito a Lucas 22, 8.
And he sent Kepha and Yochanan, saying, "Go and prepare for us the Pesach that we may eat."
Y Yeshua envió a Kepha y a Yochanan diciendo, "Vayan. Prepárenos la pesa para que la comamos."
Okay, so that's another word, to prepare. When he said about prepare, he was talking about the spiritual preparation.
Y ahí otra palabra, preparar. Y cuando dijo el preparar, se estaba refiriendo a una preparación en ruach.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. That's what we are doing. Some of you, you're going to be emerged.
¿Qué es lo que estamos haciendo? Algunos de ustedes van a ser inmersos.
Are you ready?
¿Están listos?
It's going to be a little bit cold, but hey.
Va a estar un poquito frío, pero...
It's worthy.
Es digno.
Are you ready,
vale,
Joshua?
¿Está listo ya, Joshua?
Today, right now, outside we have the...
Afuera tenemos
the water ready.
El agua lista.
Los calentadores, la bicha ya.
So the Talmudim were not making ready the Passover by killing a lamb.
Entonces los Talmudim no estaban preparando la pesa al matar un cordero.
And roasting it with fire.
Y rostizándolo con fuego.
Making matzah and gathering the bitter herbs.
Haciendo matzah y reuniendo las hierbas amargas.
They knew the Passover required one to be prepared.
Sabían que Pesach requería que uno estuviera preparado.
For both physically and spiritually.
En ambos, físico y espiritualmente, en ruach.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay. And to close, the other confirmation we have that night was not the Passover.
Y para cerrar, otra confirmación que comprueba que esa lala no era pesa.
Is when it says that Yeshua, he took what?
Dice que cuando Yeshua tomó qué?
The cup and said, "This is for the new covenant we make."
La copa que dijo, esto es para el Brit Hadashah que estamos haciendo.
And what else he took? What else?
Tomó?
The bread. Lechem. Can we have lechem in Pesach, in Passover? No, how come then he was sharing lechem with his Talmudim? Because it was not Pesach.
Porque no era Pesach.
It was one night before.
Era una laila antes.
And, you know, if you go to the Jewish society,
y si uno va a la sociedad yahudí,
in the yeshiva,
en la yeshiva,
whenever they conclude the course,
cuando acaban un curso,
they have one night,
tienen una laila,
where is the night of graduation.
La cual es la laila de graduación.
Is where they have the feet washed.
Es donde tienen sus pies lavados.
And where they congrats all the students.
Y donde les dan sus felicitaciones a los estudiantes.
And that's what we see in Yeshua's time.
Y es lo que estamos viendo en el tiempo de Yeshua.
That night was a night of graduation.
Que esa laila era una laila de graduación.
His Talmudim had been graduated.
Sus Talmudim se estaban graduando.
And they were ready to be without Yeshua physically.
Y estaban ya listos para estar sin Yeshua físicamente.
But of course, they need Yeshua to be there all the time,
pero
within them.
Por supuesto, necesitaban que Yeshua estuviera ahí con ellos, dentro de ellos.
Baruch Hashem Yah.
Amen. In spirit, he was there, but not in,
yeah.
He can't be physically there.
That's why Yeshua said, do not go out of Yerushalayim before the pouring of the Ruach HaKadosh.
Es por eso que Yeshua les dijo que no se fueran de Yerushalayim antes del derramamiento de Ruach HaKadosh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. That's all for today. So we saw three proofs.
Entonces vimos tres pruebas.
That it could not be Passover the night Yeshua was with his Talmudim.
Que la laila de cuando Yeshua estaba con sus Talmudim no podía ser Pesach.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So don't fall into the mistake of saying, oh, which Passover do we celebrate?
Entonces no caigan en el error diciendo cuál Pesach celebramos.
The one Yeshua did with the Talmudim.
El que hizo Yeshua con los Talmudim.
Or the one that talks in Exodus.
O el que habla, el que se describe en Exodus.
There is no two. There is only one person.
No hay dos. Hay solamente uno.
The one that Yeshua celebrated with the Talmudim, but not that one. Because Yeshua, in fact, he did celebrate with his Talmudim.
La que Yeshua celebró con sus Talmudim, pero no aquella anterior. Porque Yeshua sí celebró Pesach.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen.